Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Before we get started, just want to get a moment of silence for the situation that happened in Boston before we get it on and popping. All right, let's get it on and popping. All right, what's going on? After further review, GQ Palace Sports in the building. We got the mayor in the house. You know what it is. Wow, where do we go? By now, you know what the situation happened up in Boston during the Boston Marathon, and, some people got killed, a lot of people got injured, and, hope that situation gets a lot better up there, and hope that everybody's all right. Expecting to hear from some of my heads up there, you know what I mean, so we can get, like, a direct situation in a line on what's going on and how maybe we can help out. Wow. Rest in peace to Pat Summerall. That was like the dude that was with John Madden when they used to do the games back in the day when I was little. You know what I mean? That's like the voice of the NFL, Pat Summerall and John Madden. They used to do their thing. And he passed away. He's 82 years old. The Lakers going to get it in tonight or what, man? It's like the playoffs start. They started like 3 weeks ago for the Lakers, but they really got to get it in tonight. They need a win. Clinch that playoff spot. The last playoff spot in the West, they're going at it, the Utah Jazz. So all the Lakers got to do is beat Houston tonight, and they're in, you know, and they'll see Oklahoma City in the first round. I hope we'll talk about that in a little while, too. But the topic that I wanted to talk about tonight was it's a lot of discrepancy going on, man, and I don't really get it, but hopefully that we can try to clear it up and get it together tonight. When you ask somebody, you know, what is the best or what's the greatest ever, you know, I mean, according to, you know, you're only going to go by what you've seen or what you heard or whatever, but, you know, it's basically a lot of times people just say, like, what's the, whatever is the flavor of the month, you know, they'll say that's the greatest ever. And really don't have nothing to stand behind or defend it with. So just like basically tonight, we just wanted to get into a conversation of, you know, what do you consider the greatest ever? You consider like what's most recent, or you just consider the greatest ever? Do you put everybody under the umbrella and shake it out and see what you got left? Knicks in the playoffs. Knicks will be playing the Boston Celtics. They clinched the 2 spot. Celtics in the 7th spot, so the Knicks will open up against Boston when the playoffs start next week. Shout out to the NFL. The NFL schedule is dropping Thursday. I know a lot of people can't wait for that. And it's dropping on Thursday, 8 o'clock. We're going to see where the Baltimore Ravens play their first game at. They're going to open up on the road. I don't see what the big problem is with them opening up on the road. Because they always, whenever they do get to play their home game, it'll be their home opener. So it doesn't necessarily have to always be during the opening week. But a lot going on this week, man. A whole lot going on. A lot of cats from the NCAA declared for the draft for basketball. Shabazz Muhammad declared finally today. That's something that we already knew. Nerlens Noel from Kentucky, he declared for the draft. Trey Burke from Michigan declared for the draft. Otto Porter from Georgetown, he declared for the draft. And Ben McFarland from Kansas, he was one of a couple other people who declared for the draft. The number here to call is GQ Palace after further review, man, 646-200-3838. If you want to get in on the conversation, press 1. You're always welcome to get down, make it happen. Shout out to my man Rich, CEO, holding it down, the situation, GQ Palace. And whole shout out to Miss Lavina on the bell and on the crowd noise and all of that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, it's going down. Everything's everything. Adam Scott won the Masters. Tiger Woods finished 4th. You know, what do I know? You know what I'm saying? I figured that he might have got hot and did a statement. He finished 4th, so, you know, that's all you can ask for from that dude right now. I guess if anybody wants to, you know, have some conversation, man, we just try to make it, you know, due to whatever, you know, the situation is going on and things are constantly going on in the world around us, man. We have to have something to, you know, divert our attention and, you know, make sure that, you know, everything is going to be all right. And I guess you have to keep that positive aspect and live, because I want to live, you know what I mean? And hopefully you want to live too. So, you know, whatever, you know, it comes down to be, you know, they try to get into a situation where they blame it on some, you know, international situation. You know, I'm not going to get into that. We don't get into that here after further review, but it might be a little bit closer to home, and that's just me. That's just me. But again, it was at a sporting event, and does that make people leery to want to go to events? You know, because I mean that's the easiest target. You know, you have, you know, these big time, you know, events that we make out to be larger than life, like the Super Bowl, the World Series, Final Four, for example, fights in Vegas. You know, you make them out to be these larger than life events, and they're basically just like sitting ducks and sitting targets for, you know, whoever wants to, conduct some foolishness, like what went on in Boston yesterday. So we're here, man. 646-200-3838. The mayor's in the building. The topic is going to be, you know, the greatest ever. What do you consider the greatest ever? You know, is it something that's, you know, more recent, or do you, you know, include everything in your greatest ever situation, or what you construe to be the greatest ever? Me, for example, I consider the greatest ever, for example, the greatest ever fight I ever saw. You know, it was a heavyweight fight. That's back when the heavyweight division was, you know, was the division in boxing. Nobody ever paid attention to the lighter weights. But it was a fight between Ron Lal and Larry Holmes. Larry Holmes and Ken Norton. Larry Holmes and Ken Norton. That was like one of the first ever like really rocky fights that I saw. They was just battering each other back and forth, bang, bang, you know, who's going to win the fight or whatever. But to me, that was the greatest fight I ever saw. The greatest fighter, heavyweight fighter, had to be no question, Muhammad Ali, you know what I mean? And like, lightweight fighters, like I would say, welterweights, I would say Sugar Ray Leonard. The reason why I say Sugar Ray Leonard is because them fighters back in them days, they fought each other. Everybody fought everybody, you know? So I just consider, like, you know, my main criteria for the greatest ever would have to be somebody I've seen. I never seen Babe Ruth play, so I don't really consider him in the greatest, my greatest ever, you know, conversation, because I've never seen him play. I read about it, you know what I mean, but I never seen him play. So that's, you know, what criteria do you use as the greatest ever? Do you just go by what everybody else says, or do you just go as a true sports fan and, you know, kind of like take maybe stats in the hand, or, you know, great games that you could recall a particular player having? What do you think that the greatest ever? When you are asked, what do you consider the greatest ever? What criteria do you use? We're here, man. After further review, GQ Palace. We're in the building. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. You know the math. You know what to do by now. We've been here long enough. But yeah, so get into a little baseball right now, because the season is, you know, they cracked the seal on the season, so now I can get into it a little bit. The Atlanta Braves are no joke. They're making it happen. Those Upton brothers, they got B.J. Upton, and they got Justin Upton in the outfield with Jason Hayward, and they're making it happen. And, you know, hopefully that they can, you know, do their thing throughout the season right now. I think they're on like a 10-game winning streak. They won 9 in a row, excuse me, 9 out of their last 10. They're 11-1, and hopefully they can keep it going. They're just doing their numbers right now, and yeah, they you know, they're even missing a bat. Their catcher, Brian McCann, is out until, I think, June. So when he comes back, they're even going to be more potent. So the Washington Nationals need to get, you know, step their game up. I know it's still early. It's mad early in the baseball season. But, yeah, the Atlanta Braves are letting it know that they're not playing. They're coming for everybody this year. And a bad luck break to Jose Reyes. We talked about it last week where he hurt his ankle, real bad, severe ankle sprain. He'll be out for 3 months. You got an ankle sprain, you're out for 3 months. It must be real serious. But, yeah, the Toronto Blue Jays are, you know, trying now. They're trying to get back up there, you know what I mean? And this is without Jose Reyes. So I'm thinking, you know, like I asked last week, was Jose Reyes a kind of like a, I don't know if he's a jinx or if he's just, you know, I don't know, this, things happen to him. We just can't stay on the field. And so right now, like, just, you know, the team that's out the box right now is Atlanta. Again, they're 11-1. They got the best record in baseball right now. They're top of the heap right now in the National League. St. Louis is 8-5. They lead the Central. And the San Francisco Giants are 9-4. They lead the West. There was something I heard funny the other day that the Mets, they're playing out in Colorado right now. And the weather out there is real bad. So I heard that they were proposing to play a triple header where they would play 3 games on one day. And I told the guy that was kind of impossible, that the union wouldn't go for it, first of all. And, you know, they had to figure out another way that would wear out the roster. They would probably have to bring up extra, you know, and, you know, put add extra people to the roster and things of that nature. Just wouldn't happen. So he argued me down, and, you know, I asked him where he heard it from, and he said he heard it on the internet. So it sounded like, to me, it sounded like one of those State Farm commercials, you know, and I just told him, don't believe everything you hear on the internet. You know what I mean? So, you know, you just kind of like got to, like, you know, dig a little deeper, do a little bit more research when you hear stuff, you know what I mean? And that kind of like separates, you know, who's really in it and who's just kind of like reiterating information that they hear from somebody else without doing the investigation. And that's all we ask you to do. Just check out your research, know what you're talking about, because we got pit bulls in here, man, and we go hard on this sports thing. So, again, man, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get it on the air, and we can get it popping. Let me get that applause. Let me know that you're with me. Can I get the applause button, please? Please, thank you. Thank you. Please, please, please. Thank you. All right. I know you're about there baking some cookies or watching Family Feud or something, but it's going down, man. So, yeah, staying on the baseball theme, again, with, you know, the Yankees doing their thing, you know, I had picked them to, you know, finish third in the American League East because, you know, we're missing a lot of pieces. But, you know, we're coasting along right now, top of the third against Arizona tonight, no score. We're coasting along. We're doing our thing. We start to get everybody back. You know, we might make some noise. But, again, you know, Toronto lost Jose Reyes, you know, and that kind of, like, cleared the way for the Baltimore Orioles. But I think with the situation that happened in Boston, the Red Sox might have a little motivation. They're playing for something now. So, again, they have something to play for. So it might get a little hectic this season in as far as the baseball season is concerned. Out in Chicago, they have approved a deal for $500 million to renew or renovate Wrigley Field. I just hope that they just keep the ivy on the outfield walls. That's, you know, and they keep the bricks, because that's what makes, you know, Wrigley Field unique from these other baseball stadiums. And this course, it's been around since the 1900s or whatever, and it's time for it to be renovated. But, you know, some things you just gotta, you know, you gotta keep. And I hope that they at least keep the ivy on the walls in the outfield at Wrigley Field. Shout out to the Chicago Cubs and all of that. August, Los Angeles Lakers going to make the playoffs. I hope they do. You know, I the NBA deserves to have the Lakers in the playoffs, you know. And the NBA would be better for it. I don't see what the big to-do is about, you know, Tracy McGrady coming back to play, you know, for San Antonio. He's just, you know, hopefully he'll get out the first round this time. You know, then he latched onto a team just in time, and he got onto the right team. He's with San Antonio now, and hopefully he can get out in the first round. But the Lakers, I just think that they, you know, they put themselves in a situation that they couldn't get out of, and by the time they realized they were in the situation, it was too late. They didn't like what was going on with Mike Brown early in the season, you know, and they fired him after 5 games. You know, you kind of, you know, saw where the season was headed when they fired Mike Brown after 5 games into the season, you know, and they were struggling, you know, nobody was playing up to their expectations. Dwight Howard was going through his thing. And, you know, Kobe at the end of the season was trying to, you know, do it by himself. We all know he could do it, but why would he have to do it? You know, when he has the supporting cast there. You know, he has Paul Gasol. He has Meta World Peace when he wants to play. Steve Nash when he's not hurt. You know, Antoine Jameson, Jody Meeks. He has a squad around him. You know what I mean? And everybody just kind of like, you know, put all their eggs in the Kobe basket. And, you know, what you end up with is, a ruptured Achilles. You know, and hopefully that, that's not the last we saw, you know, we've seen of Kobe Bryant, and I hope he does, you know, I don't think he's going to go out like that. I hope he's going to come back, but I don't think that all the emphasis should have been put on him and the pressure put on him, you know. And now, you know, they have to face life without Kobe. Are they going to make the playoffs and make a run? Are they going to make a stand? Or are they just going to, you know, fold up the tent and say we're going to wait till next year? And the question along with that goes with, you know, are you even going to have Kobe around next year? You know, the talk of amnesty, where the Lakers could amnesty Kobe Bryant out, have him, you know, go away from the team and come back, you know, the year after next. But would Kobe want to come back? So there's a whole bunch of things going on, you know, with the Los Angeles Lakers. A lot of stuff that we probably, you know, aren't privy to. But what we see is the result on the court. And what resulted in the court was a bad season for the Lakers. You know, nobody expected them to finish eighth. You know, they were supposed to be right in the mix with the Spurs and the Thunder and, you know, things of that nature. So and Memphis and, you know, whatever. So, you know, it's a disappointing season. If they don't make the playoffs, it's a disappointing season. You know, that's all you could chalk it up to. So hopefully they can do what they have to do, win a game, get in the playoffs, and, you know, all bets are off. The season starts all over again. They just have to, you know, play, you know, win those playoff games without Kobe. And I just kind of want to think what, you know, Laker fans, how do they really feel about how this season? It was a disappointment, but, you know, you can't just depend on one guy. And then you can't say, well, Kobe's getting old and it's Dwight Howard's team and Steve Nash was hurt. It's kind of a situation where we can compare it to the Knicks. You never really had your team together for a long stretch of time. You know, it was either somebody was always hurt or somebody was, you know, out for a different reason or whatsoever. But it always was a situation where nobody, you know, really, you know, had their team as a cohesive unit for a period of time. And that's what happens. You end up in eighth place. So hopefully the Lakers can get it done, and they deserve to get that playoff spot, that last spot, and hopefully they can, you know, they can make it happen for themselves. The Indiana Pacers and Boston Celtics game was canceled. So I just, you know, the words come down that they're gonna the Indiana Pacers and the Celtics are just gonna have 81-game season. They're not gonna reschedule that game. So they're just going to leave that as an 81-game season. So the next game the Celtics will play will be their game against the Knicks. The Knicks have one game remaining in the season. And when the playoffs start, Celtics and the Knicks will play their first-round playoff game. And it's probably going to be the Eastern Conference playoffs. It'll probably be Miami Heat against the Milwaukee Bucks, the New York Knicks against the Boston Celtics, the Indiana Pacers against the Chicago Bulls, and the Brooklyn Nets against the Atlanta Hawks. Now, the only question about the only thing that needs to be determined really in the East is the fifth and sixth spot. That's between Atlanta and Chicago. So however that flips out, Atlanta might finish fifth and Chicago sixth, which is how it is right now, or Chicago may finish fifth and Atlanta sixth. And if that would be the case, then Chicago would play Brooklyn and Atlanta would play the Indiana Pacers. In the Western Conference, it's basically wrapped up again. We're just waiting to see if the Lakers are going to lock down that eighth spot. If they do, they'll play Oklahoma City in the first round, so it'll be the Lakers and the Thunder in the first round. San Antonio will play Houston Rockets. Denver will play Golden State Warriors, and the Clippers will play Memphis Grizzlies. Western Conference, all those playoff series are going to be good. All of those playoff series are going to be good. Hopefully that Kenneth Faried comes back from his injury. Hopefully he can help out in the Denver Nuggets in the playoffs. They need him. This is the time of the season when we need everybody healthy. You know, because there's no fair to, you know, go into the playoffs and, you know, so, you know, this person's not there. And, you know, what would it be like if, like, for example, if Derrick Rose was, you know, healthy for the, really, really healthy for the Bulls? He says he wants to try to come back, but is he going to come back really at 110% like he needs to come back for the playoffs? You know, Amari Stoudemire for the Knicks, you know, he's never around when the playoffs start for the Knicks. And that, you know, I don't know why nobody, you know, speaks on that, but I speak on it. He's never around when the playoffs get ready to start for the Knicks. You know, two seasons ago when we were playing Boston in the first round, you know, he hurt his back in the layup line right before game one. He hurt his back, so he had to miss the playoffs. Then last year, we was playing the Miami Heat. He beat up the fire extinguisher, cut his hand up. So he wasn't in the playoffs for that. So, and this year, now his knee is out. So I don't get it with Amari Stoudemire, but... you know, everybody's dealing with injuries. Boston with Rajon Rondo, you know, everybody's going through it right now, you know. So hopefully the Knicks can, you know, get out of the first round. That's my personal opinion. I just think they need to, you know, survive the first round, and then we can talk, you know, because we haven't seen past the first round in so many years. So I think that we need to focus on that. You know, we lost last night against Charlotte, which is to be expected. We can, you know, we clinched the spot. You know, we got to rest for people, you know. And, you know, it happens. But we got, you know, I'm proud of the season that we had. Let's get this first round series against Boston. Shout out to, you know, everybody up there. But we coming to get that, you know, first round victory. Sorry about that and all that. But we coming to get it. We here, man. GQ Palace, after further review, we're here, 646-200-3838. The mayor is holding it down, and I can hold it down, so I'm going to hold it down. It was a good fight on this past week. Oh, as I speak to that, wow. Shout out to, rest in peace to Carl the Truth Williams. I don't know if y'all remember Carl the Truth Williams. He had a fight with Larry Holmes way back in the days, and he gave it to Larry Holmes, but... Of course, he didn't win the fight, but he passed away. They say he died of complications from throat cancer. So, rest in peace to Carl the Truth Williams, man. You know, yeah, it was a good fight on this past weekend. My man, Nonito Donaire, fought Guillermo Rigondeaux at Radio City Music Hall, and Rigondeaux gave it to him. You know, he just, you know, he even Donaire admitted it, that he wasn't ready for this guy. He just put, he was too much speed. He was, you know, real flashy, and he was, you know, made it look pretty, and he was landing his punches. Donaire did catch a knockdown in the 11th round, but it was too little, too late. You know, he won on all the scorecards and things of that nature. The fight wasn't close at all. The judges, I don't know what they was looking at, but the fight was not as close as the judges had it. But shout out to Nonito Donaire, man. He's, you know, a great champion, and, you know, in the losing effort, he said, hey, you know, he just got the best of me tonight. And, you know, even though he did try to spot in a little line about his shoulder was bothering him, and he got to have surgery and all that, he could have left that, you know, because the crowd started booing when he started mentioning that. You know what I mean? If you lost, you lost. Just go out on your sword. You know what I mean? So, and leave it at that. But it was a good fight, man, and we mentioned it after further review, that these next couple of weekends is about to be on and popping in boxing. This weekend, you got Canelo Alvarez and Austin Trout. They're fighting on Saturday night. Then next Saturday, you got Dab Judah fighting Danny Garcia at the Barclays Center. That's going to be a good one. Then May the 4th, you got Floyd Mayweather making his return against Robert Guerrero. Yeah, so... Everything is everything. We're just worried about, you know, what's going on. Hope everybody up there, you know, Boston is, you know, keeping it together, keeping, you know, making sure that everybody's all right and, you know, checking on each other. And, you know, Boston Marathon, you know, it's something that I guess they celebrate up there. And it was an event up there called Patriots Day, I guess. And, you know, where the Red Sox even have their game, it comes, you know, they play their game at like 11 o'clock in the morning, I guess, to, you know, to commemorate Patriots Day and things of that nature. So, you know, it was a, you know, grand day. The sun was out, skies were clear and all that. Everybody's having a good time, and all of a sudden this happens, you know, and it kind of leaves you, you know, at a loss for words. You know, can you go and have a good time at events? You know, is everybody suspect? You know, so what do you do? How do you, you know, go out and have a good time at an event without, you know, casting an eye on a person who even does the, you know, least suspicious thing or something out of the ordinary, you know, and now everybody's got their eye on them. So, you know, it's just terrible to see that things like that happen, you know, and it's been happening, and when it's going to stop, hopefully, right, you know, today, you know. But you have some people out there that just, you know, just want to make points and try to, you know, express themselves. But I, you know, at sporting events, that's the easiest target. And, you know, it took me back to a movie from back in the days when we were younger, a movie called Black Sunday, where they were, you know, trying to, you know, sabotage the Super Bowl, you know. And then they had another movie called Murder at the World Series, where they were, you know, trying to sabotage the World Series. So, you know, if it happens in Hollywood. So it turned into a real-life event. And, you know, harking back to, you know, the earthquake in 89 when the Giants and Oakland was playing in the World Series, and Fan Man and all types of, you know, crazy things that happened, you know. But this was different because, you know, people's lives were lost, and it was unnecessary, and just, you know, that's basically all you could say. And you know, you just can send one up for the people of Boston, man. All, you know, all my Boston crew, man, just, you know, it'll get better before it gets any worse, man. Just make sure that everybody's all right, and that's all we can do right now. Just kind of like, you know, just you know, hug your loved ones, man, you know. And, you know, we know what it's like to go through situations like that, and we got you. So that's what it is, man. After Further Reviews in the building, man. GQ Palace is here. End of the third inning at Yankee Stadium, Arizona 2, Yankees nothing. WNBA draft. Brittany Griner went number 1, Elena Deladon went number 2, and Skylar Diggins went number 3. Shout out to Brittany Griner. Did her numbers at Baylor. And, you know, she's going to be a great WNBA player if she doesn't get injured, you know what I mean? And hopefully that, you know, she can, you know, have a nice career and all that talk about, you know, her coming, you know, Mark Cuban wanting to draft her for the Dallas Mavericks was just that. It was just talk. You know, I could even see her working out in the summer league, or, you know, getting some burn in the summer camp, you know, with the, you know, the Dallas Mavericks camp or whatever. Because, you know, it's not unusual to see the females playing with the men. You know what I mean? So she can get some burn. She can go out there and, you know, get some burn. As far as playing in a game, that's not really going to happen. And Elena Deladon from Delaware, we were following her for the last couple of seasons, you know, 6'5", does her numbers, you know, and she got drafted by the Chicago Sky. Hopefully she has a long and productive career in the WNBA. And Skylar Diggins, she got taken by the Tulsa Shock, number 3. Hopefully that she can do her numbers and she has a productive career in the WNBA. T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not going to complain. Mm. You know? Just looking at all this tragedy going on in the world, you know?
Yeah.
The marathon is just sad.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is. It's like you can't go anywhere and have a good time without,
exactly,
you know, being, you know, having your spider senses tingling. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, it's just making people fearful of doing anything anymore.
Right.
You know, and the sad part of that was where so many people lost their limbs, you know, because of the trauma of being like right there on ground.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you don't expect that. I mean, again, it wasn't a situation where, again, you expect a lot of people to have, and this might, I don't want it to sound funny or trite, but they don't have a lot of clothes on. They would have, you know, they had shorts on and they were running, you know what I mean? So, you know, and with the, I guess the concussion effects of the bomb or however you want to put it, you know, it was in an area where it was kind of like it didn't have nowhere for the air to go.
Right,
so they caught
right.
all of that. They caught that because I was watching something. They said, well, even if you didn't, you know, get injured externally, you know, that air, that compressed air gets into
yep.
your lungs and that glass and stuff.
Exactly.
Tear your lungs up.
You know, but
you
they
could die from
they
that.
They had a lot of amputees, you know.
Right.
And I just looked at this 78-year-old man, you know, him running. And then a little 8-year-old kid that lost his life just watching it.
Right, right, right.
You know, it's sad, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it makes you really wonder, what is the world coming to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's got to be a sick individual. You know, God knows, yeah, I mean, you know, killing one person is bad enough, but when you go out to kill multiple people,
right,
you've got a serious sickness. And then they're talking about the London thing, what is it, Sunday?
The London Marathon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but I think they got some good leads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know they had cameras everywhere.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. You know, but being locked up, what is that going to do? It's not going to bring back the people that's gone. It's not going to put these people's legs and limbs back on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a punishment stiff enough.
Right.
You know, honestly. I honestly don't think it's enough to... But, you know, that's just when you have to just keep these people in prayer. You know, even the sick ones that did it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put them in prayer.
Right, right.
You know,
I mean,
you never know what the next problem is going to be.
Right, right. And you know, without getting into the politics and the dramatics of it, it's kind of like a thing where, you know, people try to, you know, prove points and send messages. And the best way to
yes.
get your attention and prove a point and send a message is by, you know, hurting other people in a vicious and deadly way. And
exactly.
you know, whatever message that they're trying to send, it's they're going about it just totally, totally backwards. Ass backwards. Excuse my friend.
Thank you.
But it doesn't, you know, solve anything. It just creates more, you
more
know,
animosity.
You know, yeah. For everybody,
yeah.
everybody's going to be suspicious of each other, and you know, now
yeah.
all of a sudden, you know, the situation at the airports now is not going to be. I don't think it's going to be as dramatic or drastic anymore because you know, and it's not going to be a problem to say, well, okay. Check me. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna well.
Right.
It's not gonna be like, oh wow, I gotta take my shoes off. It's for your safety, because
that's
as is
true.
Being shown every day, man. It can be anywhere. You could be standing outside, you know, minding your own business, and
thank
boom.
Thank you. And you're gone.
Yeah, and that's a shame. And something
and
that you have nothing
just
to do
like,
with.
Mentioning the airport, they're talking about they let them come on now with a pocket knife or something. Come on, man.
I don't mean to laugh, but that's again, as we were just talking about, that's ass backwards.
It is. I mean,
okay,
really
you can come
is.
On the plane with a knife, okay, you know.
I mean, you know, a pocket knife can do some damage too.
Mm-hmm. But you can't bring that $175 perfume or cologne that you
thank
bought,
you.
Or you know what I mean. But you can come on the plane with
that's
a knife.
Ignorant. You're right.
You know,
they're backwards.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense. I really don't. Everything seems like it's going like backwards. And like I said, regardless of what you do, if you do catch this person, I mean, hey, the damage has been done. It's just like me getting pregnant, you know, at a young age. You can't stop it. The damage has been done.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, it's three lives, and God knows, I hope and pray that it don't be more, But it could possibly be more people losing their lives because you got people still in intensive care units.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's still people in ICU.
Right.
People that's lost their limbs that won't be able to walk again. Come on. You know, it's just makes you wonder. You know, people out there trying to do a good thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, you can't let these people just have an enjoyable day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta you know, take it for what it's worth. 646-200-3838 is the number to call, man, if you want to get in on the conversation. Call the number, press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. It's easy to do. We see you out there listening, and the conversation seems like it's going to be bubbling and popping tonight, man. Let us know, you know, what your feeling is on the situation or what happened in Boston, if you got shout-outs or anything like that. I'm trying to get some people to call from my After Further Review crew up in Boston. See if they can get through the line, you know what I mean, if we can get a direct situation on what's going on up there.
Yeah.
You want to talk NBA playoffs, we here, man. We here till 10 o'clock, 646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. We, you know, the mayor is going in tonight, man. After Further Review, GQ Palace. It's hot tonight, man. So what else is going on in your neck of the woods?
None much.
I see. The Phillies is giving you heart attacks.
Man.
Still.
Yeah. Every time you turn around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like it's just like the dang old football team.
What was the situation that was going on at the at camp today with the Eagles? What was your man Chip Kelly talking about? Oh, you know what he was talking about? They was playing the hip hop music, and the, they had a camp. They had like the little optional camp or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they were playing the hip hop. I don't know what they were playing. I think they were maybe playing some 2 Chainz or whatever. And they was like, Andy Reid never he wouldn't go for that. Andy Reid wasn't going for that. So they was what they were saying. I guess it was relaxed or whatever. The atmosphere was kind of you know. Relaxing, you know, is what it is. But they were saying it was a different vibe from, you know, from how, you know, Andy Reid, you know, was dealing with their camp because of the music they were playing.
I mean, look at Andy. Andy ain't even know.
He don't look like he be listening to Public Enemy.
Right.
No doubt. Andy, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening, Faith Walker? You there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. How you doing?
Faith, what's going on?
How you doing?
Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Hey, Faith and Andy.
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm a fellow Bostonian.
Okay.
I just call it, you know, show love. First Mamba go down, now this. You know, first the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant go down, now this. But, you know, I'm still looking like, just like 9/11 happened and Patriots won the Super Bowl. I'm, you know, I got to be rooting for the true Paul Pierce and the Boston Celtics to do something off that.
Yeah,
so,
Celtics in the building.
You know, I know them Knicks fans
listen,
don't want to hear that.
Listen, it's okay because you know what? This time next Tuesday, the playoffs will have started and then we'll have a lot more to talk about. I appreciate you calling. And stay on the
wow.
line because it's about to go down because I'm a Knicks fan, hard body karate, my dude.
Hey,
so you
hey,
try
hey,
to use
hey,
it. Tuesday night
hey, let's go.
Is
let's
going
go,
down.
Man.
We can talk about it.
Hey,
you know what
hey,
I mean?
Hey, listen. Hey, tell your boy Carmelo. Tell your boy Carmelo. I know he's trying to snip that scoring title. He better get comfortable because that's all he's getting this year.
Yeah, hey, man. Listen, that's gravy. But you know what? That's just a little building block or whatever. We'll take that. But you know what? We got to get past this first round series, man. I was just talking earlier, right? I was saying, mentioning how, you know, we had Amari Stoudemire, who always be missing the action during the playoffs. It was 2 years ago.
Right.
We played you guys in the playoffs. But we, hold on. We actually should have won those first 2 games. Amari Stoudemire hurt his back in the layup line before game 1.
Yeah.
He missed the series. Last year, Amari Stoudemire beat up the fire extinguisher. And you know what I mean? Was out for the Miami series. But
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How he always, you know, he never shows up during the playoffs. But we got the bell on the line. So, Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's up?
Hey,
hello.
Kia.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kia.
Yes.
What's happening?
Oh, I'm sorry. Nothing. How is everybody doing?
Good.
Everybody's doing their thing. We, you know, just kind of like, you know, trying to big up for, we doing it for Boston tonight, you know. Word up before we get before the hostilities start next week in the playoffs. We doing it for Boston right now. We got a couple of Celtics fans in the building. You know what I mean?
Shout out to the New York Celtics.
Shout out to the Boston Knicks. Word up, man. No doubt.
I'm showing a lot of respect for the Knicks because it's been a long time before they since they've been in this position. So
oh yeah, I mean you know as a Knicks fan,
like a professional ball player right now. You know
right.
I mean?
As a Knicks fan, I'm happy. I'm proud of them or whatever. But I just think that you know it's way more work that needs to be done. This is nothing.
Absolutely.
I was mad when they was letting the confetti and all that out the ceiling last year when we won one playoff game. We hadn't won a playoff game in 11 years.
Listen,
and I'm like, you let the confetti down like it's New Year's Eve. Like, what's going on?
We gotta get in where they can fit in.
And we still lost the series. And we still lost. You know what I mean? So don't be laughing. Hey, don't be laughing at that.
Well, you know, I'm not the world's greatest basketball, but I'm a laugh at that because you know how we do.
Yeah, you still got your problem. Anyway. You still waiting for Andrew Bynum to show up. They're doing Doug Collins so dirty down there, man. Doug Collins didn't deserve that.
Man.
They making him quit. They making Doug Collins tap out.
Yeah, yeah. He giving it up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that's the thing. Could you just imagine? And like people saying, well, you know, the Knicks had a cakewalk to the second spot. I just feel like if everything would have been in its proper order. Derrick Rose would have been healthy. Danny Granger would have been healthy. Rondo would have been healthy. Andrew Bynum would have been healthy. It would have been a whole different series. I'm not going to take nothing for granted.
You're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking nothing for granted. I'm glad that it could have even still went another way for the Knicks. But I'm glad it went this way. But if Derrick Rose and them would have been healthy, it would have been a whole different scenario.
Yeah,
so now the playoffs start. Everybody starts at even. Now we're gonna see what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all we can say.
We're hoping that next year that everybody's on their A game health.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
But you know what? Derrick Rose is just a matchup problem at point guard position.
Yeah. And the way
the Knicks
play against
the point guard position.
The way the Knicks play against the Bulls,
they might slow him down just a little bit.
They don't even need Derrick Rose because the Bulls swept us this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the problem.
The Bulls
beat
the Knicks and the Heat.
Broke still got defense.
They broke both of that
defense
streak.
Don't change.
Yeah. So you're looking at, I mean, how are you, as far as Boston's concerned with this playoff matchup against the Knicks, what are you seeing with their strengths and where you can come up strong?
Well, I mean, I like what Boston do. I mean, we got the Jet, Jason Terry, who got
mm-hmm.
playoff experience, who's a champion in himself.
Right.
Even though Ray Allen went to South Beach, but that's all right. We got Bradley, who's just young and hungry.
He's got
something to prove.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, he, you know what I'm saying? So he brings a defensive intensity. You can't forget about what KG brings to the table. I mean, you know, a champion of him with Paul Pierce. So
mm-hmm.
I think they're just trying to plug in a lot of young guys around the veterans and just try to make a move. And when they get tired, just bring some fresh legs in. And then in the fourth quarter, you bring the experience in. You bring all the championship experience in, and then you can just begin to grind it out.
Yes,
so
sir.
I think it's just a very,
and the good thing about
I think it's
that
very
is
good
they,
move.
They have Doc Rivers who knows how to work that stuff.
Right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right. That's right. I mean, the coaching matchup is a done deal.
Yeah, listen.
Doc Rivers versus Mike Woodson is a done deal.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, the insider said they tried to get Kevin Garnett to go. Chris Paul tried to get him to come over there to, with the Clippers. Try to get
mm-hmm.
KG to come over there, and KG's like, nah, I'm a Celtic man.
Yeah, yeah. I think Jeff Green, you know, he's gonna be like kind of like flying under the radar. And he's gonna be one of the guys that the Knicks have to really kind of like stop. because he can be that guy that can, you know, come out of nowhere. Because like you said, you spoke on Paul Pierce and, you know, Avery Bradley and Jason Terry and KG, you know, and then you also got Brandon Bass, but Jeff Green might be that dude.
Oh, yeah, he's the X-factor.
Right, yes, sir.
25 in no time.
Yes, sir.
He got something to prove after his injury that he had last year with his heart and everything.
So, it's a blessing for him to be out there. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he's playing with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, but do you think that, you know, really Rajon Rondo would have made a difference, that much of a difference, even if you would have had him? Because, see, look at the position that the Celtics are in without Rajon Rondo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think it just causes them to step it up even more. I think what Rajon Rondo brings to the table, he's like almost like a Derrick Rose in a sense, but he's a little bit more quicker. Rondo's one of the quickest point guards in the NBA, and when you, it's hard for you to match up anybody on Rondo. That's why he always gives the Heat the trouble. They have to put LeBron on Rondo. You know what I'm saying? So he's always a matchup problem. If you put him in New York, that's a matchup problem. I think one of the places that he would not be a matchup problem was probably Derrick Rose. They kind of go back and forth. But Rondo is the point guard of the East. You know, make no mistakes about it. Okay. I know Kyrie Irving is coming to his own now. He's somebody
who
definitely needs to watch.
John Wall was trying to make a little noise, too, on the low.
Why would Rondo be the point guard of the East?
No, I say he's the point guard of the East. You know what I mean? He's the point guard of the East. I mean, he's a matchup problem. I mean,
yeah,
well, Rondo be doing double doubles
problem.
And all of
that
stuff.
He's not a big of a matchup problem. If you're not a player, he's not a big of a matchup problem.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Welcome to Ask the Further Review, my dude.
They said, oh,
the Further Review.
Welcome to Ask the Further Review.
Hey, Rondo, I know Rondo ain't playing right now, but I'm saying, though, when he's healthy, he's one of the top in the East.
Oh, absolutely. That's what
I said. I didn't say he was one of the top. I said that he ain't no matchup problem.
Oh, he ain't no matchup problem.
Yeah, they had
to. So who would you put on Rondo out of the East, besides Derrick Rose, who ain't playing, besides Kyrie Irving, who's going to get knocked out in the first round?
Before you answer that, hold that thought right there. Hold that. I got one of my Boston people on the line. Sabrina. What's good? Welcome to the bigger show.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Everything's everything. I know you're right in the middle of everything. We're going to get right to it. What's going on up there? Give us an update.
Well, right now they're still investigating. As far as what they're saying, they found two bombs. It's just total chaos up here right now. Like, the atmosphere and the vibe just kind of reminds me of the 9/11 event that happened in New York. Although I wasn't there and I didn't experience that event, I can just imagine what the people of that city felt. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, it's just like it angers me that we live in a free country. You know what I mean? A country where we're able to, we have rights to vote. You know what I mean? Women, men, 18 years and old, you can vote. And you go to an event on a patriotic day, Patriot Day yesterday, and you can't even take your family to an event to celebrate, whether you're celebrating just the people running or, you know, organizing an event or helping out in some kind of way. You can't even gather like that with your own people and enjoy it without something like tragic like this
exactly.
happening.
So where were you, like, kind of like describe, like set the scene, like where were you at, and when you heard about it, were you like in proximity of like where the marathon was going on?
I wasn't at the marathon at all. I've never been to, you know, the marathon event. I'm generally not a crowd person. And when things like that happen, I usually say that this is the reason why, but I was at home. And I'm watching TV, then breaking news come on, like a bomb at the door. So at first I'm just thinking like, oh, you know, somebody just like lit a, I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking bomb or terrorist attack or anybody trying to hurt millions of people.
Right.
And as the news kept coming on and they kept talking about it, it was like, yo, this is deep. Like, this is some serious stuff. That people missing limbs. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they start showing the video footage of people running in the chaos and, you know, people with blood all over their face and people being pushed in wheelchairs. It's like, yo, this is real. This is like right here, and I live 15 minutes from like that area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that far from that area, so it's like, yo, that's like right in my backyard.
Right, no
you
doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, when it happens, you know, things can happen anywhere, but when it happened right where you're at,
yeah,
like, that hurts.
So did
that's
you,
like,
was it like a lot of, like, helicopters and cops and all that?
There was there's helicopters all over the place. Like, I can hear the helicopters from where I live at.
Wow.
And I'm, like I said, I'm 15 minutes away, like, you can hear the helicopters. Where my mother lives, I'll say my mother lives like maybe 7 minutes from there. She says she can see the smoke from the bomb. You know what I'm saying? From the bomb, she can see the smoke. Like, that's not something that nobody should ever have to experience. Whether you're here in America, whether you live in Beirut or Iraq or wherever, like, to have to see that visually. And to feel that, like, nobody should ever have to deal with that kind of stuff. So, like, I was telling people at work, like, we need to pray as a city, not just for our own people. Not just because we are safe and that we weren't at the marathon, but just think about those families who was there trying to celebrate. Think about the little 8-year-old boy celebrating his father in the marathon, and now he's dead. And the father has to deal with his wife being injured. The wife is in the hospital injured along with
injury.
The daughter with a 5-year-old daughter with a mangled leg. Mm. Are you serious?
Right.
Yeah, and all of that for what?
We're safe
exactly,
for that you and
like,
your family.
What are you getting out of that? Like,
are you
looking to kill a massive amount of people for what? And
for
I don't mean to be, like, disrespectful or sound, like, you know, heartless,
it's
but kill yourself. If you don't want to be here and be a part of this nation, if you kill yourself. Because you're going to hell anyway for even thinking these devious thoughts of even having a mentality that, oh, I'm going to go, today's a day, like, oh, this is going to be built.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Right.
Kill
right.
yourself.
Right.
You know, and then you kill the innocent
Sabrina.
People.
It's crazy.
That's a Sabrina.
In 9/11, they left Boston.
Like, I mean, I want to just interject real briefly. I just want to say this. We know that America is responsible for 9/11. Let's not be ignorant of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
We know that America is
mm-hmm.
responsible for that and for all the power of the dollar. So, you know, we need to really see things and not take it on face value. We need to just really analyze this and really see, you know, see it, I mean, for what it is. And, I mean, we really need to see that, look, the same America that was responsible for 9/11 could, in fact, be responsible for the Boston Marathon. But this country will do anything just to shift the economy in a particular direction.
That's true.
All
because
of a tragedy.
And that's another thing
I'm glad you brought that up, dude.
We cannot always think that when something goes wrong, it's somebody from another country. Mm-hmm. There must have been some Muslims
mm-hmm.
down there or some people from the Taliban. No,
that's
it could
true.
Be one of your own people.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be somebody right here. From born and raised in the city of Boston.
A city of Boston.
It doesn't have to be a foreign person who do these kind of crimes.
I mean, in my convoluted thinking, when I first heard about it, it's kind of like it centers around, you know, it's usually around some mathematical thing or some date like 9/11, 9/11 or whatever.
Yeah.
I did the science in my own convoluted way. I said, look, you know, it was tax day. Somebody was mad at the system in Boston, in the marathon. You know, you're getting attention. I put all types of things in my mind. But the what didn't come in my mind was that it was a terrorist international thing.
Exactly. I don't believe it had anything to do with
that. I don't think it had nothing to do with that either, but that's just me. You know, I'm not a terroristic expert or anything like that.
Well,
I deal with sports all the time, but I know numbers. You know what I'm saying?
It could have been one of the workers, you know?
And then they're saying, like, there was a homemade bomb. Terrorists don't deal with homemade bombs.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the other thing that bugs me out is...
cops and everything.
Why were there so many cops out there? Like, they were supposed to be doing some training event or some training exercise or something, and it was right under their nose. It always happens right under their nose.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yo, what's going on? Like,
uh-huh. When I see it, I'm like, yo, every cop in the city of Boston must be down there at the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that many yellow and blue jackets at an event. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were so many. It was like, yeah, okay.
Is that area still on lockdown or is
that
it, you know?
That area is on lockdown. They got National Guards down here, state troopers with standing on the street with guns. They're considering that whole little area a crime scene.
Mm.
But you know, Sabrina and everybody, like I was telling the mayor earlier, it doesn't matter if you find out who it was. Putting them in prison, that's not going to bring the dead back. It's not going to put the limbs back on. It's a sad situation.
Very sad.
And, you know, only God knows
what
this person is going through. But at the end of the day, why try to hurt multiple people?
That's right.
Exactly.
We're here, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. I'm going to digress and I'm going to shift the current for a minute. Kia, you still there?
Wow.
Kia.
I'm sorry. Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh,
my
man, you still. Now, I was going to give you some time that you could think about now who Rondo's going to have on lockdown, who could lock down Rondo. We're going to go back to that conversation. For a hot minute.
You want to
hear that?
Hello? Kia?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I was out when I called you.
Okay.
All right. All right.
We'll give you time to get together. All right. All right. We got that elevator music. We don't have that on right now.
Well,
we
you
don't
have
together.
To wait. Cause
we don't get it together. We'll be all right. How about the Yankees? How many games? While Kia gets it together, how many games is going to be the Knicks and the Celtics?
One. That's an open question.
Oh. Yeah, it's an open question.
Oh, that's tough.
Well, you know me, I'm gonna say Boston gonna sweep them, but I say you know.
Oh,
realistically, I'm gonna say the Knicks probably get two.
The Knicks gonna probably get two.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We gonna be here next Tuesday, and we go, and some things should have happened by then. I'm thinking that maybe, man, it's gonna be a hard series, man. But we'll talk about it. Kia, you with us now?
I heard some booing going on, the man.
Yeah. You know, we got some Celtics in the building. It's about to go down. You know, the lines get ready to get drawn and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
stand up.
Yeah, so in regards to the Western Conference with the Lakers, what is your gut feeling on the Lakers? You think they're gonna slide in and hold that eighth spot now?
Man, the first round they're going against the Thunders. The Thunders and the Lakers, that's over with. Unless Dwight Howard just get the spirit of Shaq in them, that's over with.
I tried to send Dwight Howard an email so he can get in touch with the Wizard of Oz. And hopefully he got my email.
I mean, but if you want me to be realistic,
hopefully he got my email. You can make something happen in the first round. I don't know. Thank you.
Dwight Howard ain't ready for that position. He ain't big enough.
I don't get Dwight Howard. I don't understand it. He came into the league as some choir boy dude who was supposed to be about church and religion and all of this. He was in Atlanta. Then he got picked, went to Orlando, did his numbers. They went to a final. They got swept. Then all of a sudden, he's turned into the superstar guy. Where did that come from?
Yeah, then he kept doing the dougie.
He does his best work when he's on Ellen DeGeneres' show. you know what I'm saying? So I don't get the dude. And when he puts up numbers like 34-17, okay, that's Dwight Howard. But then the next number, he don't show up for three more games. They had that in Andrew Bynum.
Well, you know what? Dwight might get his, but it's Paul Gasol who you got to worry about. He's not consistent. Mm. He's not consistent. You may get, out of Metta World Peace, you may get 12 to 15. You know what I mean? And so with Steve Blake, I don't know if he's still there. But with everybody else, I mean, it's Paul Gasol you're going to have to worry about. If he can stay consistent like he was in Memphis, I can see them, but he's not that dude no more. He's not that brother no more.
Now that Kobe's not playing, you might see a whole total change in him because ever since him and Kobe's chemistry was messed up, his game has changed. So, you know, now that Kobe's not in there, Paul Gasol is going to step up. Trust me. And
I mean, he doesn't have that, you know, that pressure to worry about it. And I hate to use, you know, the word pressure on Paul Gasol, but it just seemed like he was under pressure. You know what I mean? And now he doesn't have that. And let's see, he could play relaxed now. He can play with Dwight Howard telling him what to do. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You think they might ship Kobe out like he did to Shaq? Remember when Shaq got old, he got Shaq.
You know what? That's a good question, my dude. But we're going to see. This is going to be a perfect example of money talks and BS run the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect example. They amnesty Kobe Bryant. They keep that, what is it, $80
million? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they can, you know, they can divvy that up somewhere else, and they can say, yo, Kobe, check this out. You know what I mean? We're going to do this for the betterment of the Lakers. Either rock with us. Well, I don't know. What would you do? Would you amnesty Kobe Bryant and tell him he got to, you know, chill for a season and come back for the season after that at probably a lower price, but you got a better team around him?
Well, ain't nobody building no team around Kobe at this time in his career.
Yeah.
I mean, Kobe probably
got three years
at the most left in the tank.
And they're going to build a team around Dwight Howard if they keep him.
Wasn't he retiring anyway?
I think he's going to play one more year.
Yeah, he was going to retire.
Yeah.
Because he's always on an ego trip. His ego wasn't going to allow him to retire this year anyway.
Kobe, 34 years old?
This is the same injury that took
He's been in the league since he was 17.
Yeah, he has numbers, yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, that, you know. You know, that you know, wow. But, you know, I hope the Lakers get in. You know, they deserve it. It'll be the betterment for the NBA if the Lakers do get in. You know, if they play Oklahoma City, it'll be, I don't know, it's going to be a tough road to hoe. But hope they can, you know, do something. But,
Who said Kobe and Powell have a bad chemistry?
What?
Powell and Kobe got a bad chemistry.
They ain't got to worry about having a bad chemistry no more.
I'm trying to tell you. I think they're going to look at Paul a little different now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Because this is the same injury that took Charles Barkley out, Clyde Drexler. Nobody on record has ever came back from that type of injury being 100%. That's a fact.
Charles Barkley?
Anybody
else?
What is he in the garage or something? What's going on? Here, we can't hear you.
Totally two different people that work that know how to condition. Kobe conditioned his body totally different from anybody. If he wants to come back and play, he will be back and play. As far as amnesty, the Lakers will not amnesty Kobe. As much as that big contract they signed with Powell, they got the money to cover that $80 million.
I mean, ain't no question about it. I respect Kobe Bryant. He got 5 rings. After Michael Jordan, you got to say Kobe Bryant. But make no mistake about it, the man is like 34 years old. And, I mean, he's not Superman. I mean, he's not made of Teflon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all things must come to an end. I mean, and nobody has ever came back from this. So he can come back from this and probably average, you know what I'm saying, 15 points a game, something like that. But I don't see him scoring 30 every night after this. You need your wheels. You need your feet to run up and down that court. Achilles, that's a serious injury.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Kobe's played basketball like the last year and a half, the last year straight. You know, the Olympics, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The shortened season, the Olympics, the playoffs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This season, so, you know, all that wear and tear. And I think that, you know, he had a lot, you know, they put a lot on his shoulders, man. You know, trying to make
that's
this playoff
down,
run
that's
and, you know, playing 48 minutes. And, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot to deal with, you know?
Trying to make it a one-man game.
Brilliant. And they really should have put themselves in there. They should have had to be in this position in the first place. But that's neither here nor there. But again, hopefully they get in the playoffs. Hopefully Kobe, you know, comes back. You know, I'm not gonna say better than ever, but he comes back. You know,
right.
and he can, you know, play out the last year of his career, whatever, and make his, you know, farewell tour. Because that's exactly what it's gonna be.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when he comes back, he'll be, what, 35? So now what? You know?
Yeah, because you got to realize, you know, once you start getting serious injuries like that, it's only a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like Faith was just saying.
Well,
it's just like you're not going to make that full recovery.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you're going to be weak from the gate anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to realize this ain't just no Rudy Poop injury. It's a serious injury.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, so to switch gears a little bit, I wanted to get on, got a couple people on the line, I wanted to get on and talk about, and when somebody asks you in regards to the greatest ever, how do you judge that? What is your criteria when somebody asks you, like, for example, that the greatest quarterback of all time, what would you say in your opinion, and what criteria do you use to describe the greatest quarterback? Some of these cats will say, you know, the flavor of the month. They'll say, you know, Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback of all time. Are you serious?
Steve,
you know what I mean?
Steve.
So, like,
you serious?
Yeah, I'm like, for real, are you serious?
Who did he hear say that, man, that Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback in the world?
Excuse me?
No, he's just using that as an example, I think.
Yeah, thank you. I was still waiting for you to ask who's going to lock Rondo down. Who's Rondo going to lock down?
I thought you was just using that as an example.
Yeah, I was using it as an example, but Kia, she's out in the garage now. She can hear us now, so I'm trying to, you know, get back to her first question. But like I was saying, as an example, so who do you consider as the greatest of all time, and how do you, how do you go about judging that?
You got to judge them about the teams that was relevant during that era.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to judge the game. You got to judge the game. You got to judge the rules that was in play, because the rules now is definitely, I mean, favor more the quarterback. The quarterback can go out there and get like 500-600 yards a game if you want to throw
right.
the ball.
Right.
But back in the days, you ain't had all that, because you can get your injury can get cut short in just a matter of a hit. You know, you had Dick Butkus and all of these dudes running around there. You had the steel curtain and all of that. So if you put a lot of these quarterbacks that averaging 400-500 yards now and put them against that steel curtain or Dallas in front,
story.
or the Dolphins when they made that run, it would be a different story.
That's
if they
steel curtain.
Right. So, like, for example, a perfect example of that would be, you know, Dan Marino. They always have him up there as the greatest, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever did it. You know what I mean? And he went to the Super Bowl one time. You know what I mean? He went in 84, his second year in the league, and he didn't go back. But he still, you know, put up the numbers or whatever. He's still considered one of the greatest of all time, as opposed to a guy like, let's throw a name up, Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? In my personal opinion, and this is just me, and, you know, say whatever, whatever. To me, the greatest quarterback for all time, in my opinion, is Roger Staubach. That's just me. And
wow,
I'm not even
wow.
a Cowboy fan. I just like how he plays. You know what I'm saying? So I just think, yeah, he got rings. If that's your criteria, he got rings.
Yeah.
Well, then you got to go to Bart Starr. Then you got to go to Bart Starr and Lombardi and them boys. Then
I don't remember Bart Starr to that extent. But like from what I've seen, the comebacks that I saw Roger Staubach do, you know what I'm saying? And so I would put him up there. If it was up to me, if you had 2 minutes left and I had to go 75 yards for a touchdown, that's my man.
Well, see, you got to take it like, okay, who was the greatest passer? Who
mm-hmm.
was the most accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Who can perform well under pressure?
Right,
who
right,
can, you know
right,
what I'm
saying? Right.
You see, when you're describing the greatest quarterback, you got to break it down into categories. Now, if you say the best all around, you got to go. You got to take the numbers. You got to take sacks. You got to take everything accountability.
So off the top of your head, who would you put up there in using that criteria? Who would you put up there?
All right, I mean, I had to say Montana. You got to say Montana, but then you got people out there that say, well, Jerry Rice, Roger Craig, and them boys made,
mm-hmm,
you know,
John
Montana.
Taylor, Brent Clark, Dwight Clark,
okay.
Brent Jones.
Because I'm a Bostonian and I say the Patriots, I have to take into account this, is that Tom Brady made whoever he threw the ball to. he could take a Deion Branch, make him an MVP of the Super Bowl, and then he leave and go to Seattle, don't do nothing. Or he can take a Ron Gronkowski and, you know, make him into somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So Tom Brady, he makes everybody he throw the ball to. Like, look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, yeah, he's a bad man. I mean, he don't have a primary receiver. I mean, I think he got Jennings. What his name is? Jennings?
Jennings in Minnesota now.
Oh, wow. Well, he had Jennings.
He had Jennings.
Salute that.
He had Jennings.
No doubt.
And your boy Stephen Smith at ESPN, he'd be like, Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. I wonder how he think about that after this year, though, because he's going to be hurt.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem for them this year, man. I just see, like, that loss, and Greg Jennings went to the Vikings, so, I mean, that's insult, you know, on top of injury, you know what I mean? And he lost one of his weapons, and I just think that, you know, he's getting ready to get that contract, so he's going to really have to justify that. Because they get ready to make him the highest paid quarterback in the league, knocking Flacco out the box. Because Flacco's the highest paid quarterback now. And then they get ready to give Aaron Rodgers all that money, and he's going to really have to justify that. You know? And the situation with that is Jordy Nelson, Jamarcus Finley, you know, Crabtree, he needs somebody else. So hopefully maybe they might get somebody in the draft. But, you know, as far as Aaron Rodgers being the best quarterback, I'll take it or leave it. But I was just asked basically, you know, people use, you know, they'll say like Cam Newton is the greatest quarterback they ever saw, or, you know, RG3 is the greatest quarterback they ever saw. Maybe.
Right.
If that's all you know, maybe. That's fine. But when somebody else throws a name at you like Elway, you know what I mean?
That's true.
You know, or, you know, somebody else like
the
that.
Legends.
You know, and then they, you know, what are you talking about? They didn't get no rings, and they'll throw a different criteria into the mix. And then, as far as, you know, athletes, who is a better athlete? Who would you rather have, Deion Sanders or Bo Jackson? In which sport? Would you rather have Deion in football or Bo Jackson in football?
Bo Jackson in football. I have Deion Sanders. Yeah, I mean, Bo Jackson was the better athlete.
Why are you the first dude to hear? You have Deion Sanders in football over Bo Jackson?
Yeah.
Deion Sanders never tackled nobody.
But you know what? You said Deion, prime time versus prime time, Deion versus Bo Jackson. I would have to say Deion because Deion got the rings, and he's one of the greatest cornerbacks of all time.
It was hard for Deion not to get a ring. He was on, like, 50 teams.
Bo Jackson window. I mean, I love Bo, man. I mean,
yeah, okay,
Bo knows
okay.
I love him, man.
Right,
he was probably going to be that top dude, man. But I mean, compared to Deion, man. I mean,
right.
Deion, he was ahead of his time, man. He paved the way for a lot of dudes. Like,
No doubt. So what about baseball? Would you rather have Bo Jackson or Deion Sanders?
Bo Jackson.
No question, right?
No, that's a no-brainer.
Okay, I got you.
Well, listen, man, I enjoy myself, man. I know I hate to go, man, but I definitely got to be going, man.
No doubt, man. We appreciate you calling. We here, man. Tuesday nights it goes down. I'm looking forward to hearing from you next week, my dude.
Yeah,
we're going to have some
playoff
stuff to talk about. Thanks for calling, my dude.
All right. God bless you.
Peace. Yeah, man, so we still here. It's going down, man. We still, you know, talking. Kia, you still there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
You looking for Kia, right?
Yeah. Angie, you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right, no doubt. So, again, I heard you. Did you say, would you wave your Celtics pom-pom back there?
I thought I saw
a flash of green and white pass before my eyes. I don't know. I thought she had some leftovers from St. Patrick's Day or something. I don't know.
And I got my Kevin Garnett jersey on.
It's gonna. I hate to tell you, but it's gonna be a sad situation for y'all. I don't want to.
I understand that. And I can.
We're trying
that.
To go with the even with the with
I
the with.
That.
Listen, okay.
Let's take that because we're really unhealthy right now. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? I'm not really expecting a lot from them right now. But trust me, on a healthy Boston team, Come on now. We all know.
I mean, as a realistic Knicks fan, I would think that, again, you know, we got 50 wins. You know, we should be grateful for what we have. But like you said, a healthy Eastern Conference, it wouldn't look like it looks right now.
No, absolutely not. And you have to be real about that.
Yeah, that's right. Got to be real about it. You know?
Yeah.
Got to be real about it.
I like Boston first because of their coach. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He knows how to take something from nothing. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm. What was that? The sound effect?
I have no.
What the heck was that?
What was that? Wait a minute now. Hold up. They might be attacking after further review. Hold on. If you don't hear from us in the next 5 minutes, somebody call somebody. Hold up. This might be it, y'all. They might be coming to get us. It might be over. We might be the sports talk might have been too hot for them. Hold up.
Oh, man.
Oh, what was that?
That was strange.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, real strange.
Oh, man.
I almost hung up for you. Sound like you're getting
away from these.
Look, you better holler at the switchboard operator because
yeah,
I know what you've been playing my phone
on.
There.
All right.
Look.
Tell him my name is Jose. I don't know nothing.
No, that's right.
Yeah, me the man. I was going to slam the phone down because I'm like, oh, snap, it's giving a couple of
minutes. Oh, man, wow, we.
Yeah, what is that?
Look.
Oh, okay.
You
know,
make sure everything
is
all right with that one.
That was the echo from somebody's phone, so you know, we're safe. All right.
Somebody didn't like me talking about Boston just now.
Yeah, like,
Oh, Lord.
Too bad we can't say, baby.
I just like to squat. That's all I know.
Andy, I'm going to ask you not to mix a Boston right now.
Word up.
I'm going to ask you not to mix them Celtics right now.
Yeah. Say Bean Town or Green and White or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I normally reference to them the green beans. I don't
know. You know me.
Can't say the other B word. It's the green beans right now. Wow.
But Angie, in your opinion, what criteria do you use as far as like when you like the greatest ever? Is it somebody that you've seen or something, you know, specific that you remember?
Well,
how do you describe it?
For starters, because I heard you ask that question before. For starters, I look at the athleticism of the person, individual, and what they have to work with, because you have some of these superstars that has a superstar team as well. That's underrated, that doesn't get the credit that they deserve. You understand what I'm saying? They're giving it to this one individual when you have a whole team that's actually bigging you up as well.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? See how, you know, I look at the statistics, see where they were at statistically, you know, and that's
remix.
Oh, gosh. Is it
Yo,
my fault?
Man, listen.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
I'm almost getting
This is getting into special territory.
Oh my goodness.
We might have to put this one on CD on CDs and sell it on the bootleggers or something.
No,
this is getting special.
Oh my god. Honey popping.
Right. They got the disco effects going on and the. The aliens is attacking us. What's going on?
Notice when Angie started talking about Boston, though.
Oh, no. You said,
they know I have Boston in the heart. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
they mess with my community.
You're saying the wrong thing.
Listen.
We got the enemy of the state going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we got the enemy of the state going on, though.
Oh,
listen.
Oh, it's too bad we can't stay, baby.
Stop messing with the politics.
You gotta go, son.
Wow.
Oh man.
That's insane. But that's what I really base it on. You know what I'm saying? And see, Because like I said, even as far as there's a lot of times with Kobe, Kobe Bryant is a good player. I understand that. But he had great players that's worked with him as well.
Right.
When he got one of his MVPs and he got Pau Gasol, should have got it. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why when he did get it, he shouted that Spaniard out because he know the Spaniard outworked him.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right,
so a lot of times when it comes to sports, it's political first.
Mm-hmm.
You might not see it, but it's political first.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I look at, you know, the statistics and stuff like that and see what they have to work with.
Okay. All right. Kia, you with us, Sam? You back with us?
When did Paul have a better year than Kobe for him to deserve the MVP? When did Paul put up more numbers than Kobe deserved that MVP? I clearly want to know when did Paul put up so much numbers that he deserved that MVP before Kobe.
Number one is Kobe's going to always put up.
Kobe deserved the MVP.
Let her answer the question, yo.
You got to listen. Kobe is going to always put up big numbers because he was a ball hog. That happens. Ball hogs do that.
And now,
what that does, it's going to outshine the work that the next man has done, which Pau Gasol, again, outworked Kobe the 2 years ago when he got that MVP and he shouted that Spaniard out.
What year did Paul have a better year than Kobe? What year did he have? They played in 2008, 2009, and 2010. For what year out of those 3 years did he have a better year than Kobe?
It didn't matter. I'm not talking about the numbers Kobe had. I'm talking about him outworking Kobe, which he did. And that's
not
going
to work. He outworked Kobe.
He was everything, not just scoring. Not just scoring.
Kobe across that board. Kobe
putting up big numbers does not make you the MVP. That's my point. Again, that's why I said when you asked that question of what makes you the greatest player, it goes more than just scoring. It has.
Yeah, I don't give a when they make that Kobe's a ball hogger, you know, he hogs the ball.
Kobe was a ball hog, in my opinion.
But that ain't got nothing to do with his accomplishment if he's hogging the ball. He doesn't hog the ball. Kobe has a whole different outlook of playing basketball than anybody in the NBA.
That's exactly how he is.
The thing I like about Kobe and what makes him and separate him, he can care less what anybody says.
That's my story.
He didn't worry about what nobody was saying to get to the top. He could care less what anybody was saying to get to the top. But he got to the top.
We already know that.
I guess Kobe said I was called worse than that, and I still won my ring.
Kid, let me ask you a question. Do you think, I think I already know the answer to, but do you think the Lakers should or they would amnesty Kobe? Why?
Lakers got the money if they need to pay whatever. All the big deals they done did with Time Warner. If they want to whatever, pay that whatever, they're going to do what they need to do. But what will get me is whatever everybody's worried about the Lakers' business, they're not paying the Lakers' business money.
But, okay, that goes without saying. But as observers, we could, you know, have an opinion one way or the other whether, you know, the Lakers should amnesty him or if they do, if they don't. What they do is going to be up to them. They're going to make the bottom line decision at the end of the day anyway. So, again, it really doesn't matter. But in this grand sense of things, if you were the Lakers and you could save $80 million and go get you two or three guys
mm-hmm.
instead of paying it out the one, but still with the expectation of him coming back, considering all that he's done for the organization and all that you've done for him and all that you've done for each other, would you do that? And if not, okay, that's fine. And if you would, that's fine too. But it could go either way, and that's all. We just asking an opinion. What happens at the end of the day has no, what we say has right here has no bearing on what the Lakers do
at all.
So and that's just it. And it's a hard decision. I don't know if I'm the bus dude that's owning the Lakers or whoever's owning the Lakers right now. It's hard to say. Are you going to go out on the rings that Kobe brought you? The history of what Kobe did, or are you going to go look for the towards the future? Because he is 34 years old. He has been in the league 17 years. He's closer to being out of the league than he is to being in the league. So what do you do? Because you've got to keep going on. There's going to be life without Kobe.
Eventually.
You know? And that day may have come today. Real talk. Real talk, because that, you know, like the dude, like the homie said, you know, it's hard to come back from that injury. You know what I mean? It's going to be hard.
And
I'm not doubting him. I'm not doubting him. No way. I'm not doubting him.
No,
but I'm just saying it's going to be hard.
Regardless, he's left his mark without a question.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no disrespect in that. You know what I mean? But it's just a situation where. And then, you know what? At the end of the day, real talk, at the end of the day, it happens to everybody. They come in the league, they get their shine on, they do their numbers for a few years, then all of a sudden the numbers start to deteriorate. Then people start, oh, they're not as good as they used to be. Then why? When they going to retire? How come they haven't retired yet?
Right.
And then either they go out on their sword, you know what I mean? Or they stay and they hang around too long. You hang around too long like Muhammad Ali.
Right.
You go out on your sword, or you get hurt like a Kobe Bryant and don't know what your future is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know what I mean? So you've done your numbers. You could retire right now today and say, I had a great career. Okay, nobody can dispute that.
I had a good, right.
Yeah,
but
nobody can dispute that. You know what I mean?
True.
You play, you know, basketball is your life, my dude. You've been playing ball for like the last year and a half straight. Okay? You know what I mean? And certain things happen. It happens to the best of them. Everybody goes through it. Don Mattingly went through it with the Yankees. He was broke down. You know, you can name mad athletes, that great athletes that broke down towards the end of their career. Look at Patrick Ewing.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm. You know, as an example, look at Ewing. You know, and so you have to got to give Kobe his respect, but you also have to look at it from a business aspect. Is it time to move on? Is it time right now? It might not be right now, but it could be. You know, and that's all we're saying. You know, no disrespect. Never disrespect Kobe Bryant. Never. He's an all-time great.
I ain't saying that he didn't work hard.
You're right.
You understand what I'm saying? But I just think a lot of people were cut short. You know what I'm saying? They didn't get the respect that they deserve.
Right. And like you said, it wasn't about... You know, it was about Kobe being real, saying, look, Paul Gasol, you know, he deserves a piece of this award, too. And that's just being realistic. If he played and he hustled and he deserved it, then, you know, the closest accolade he could get to receiving the award is Kobe Bryant saying, look, Paul Gasol, you did your thing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's all we're saying. You know, but when you have that conversation, you know, about the greatest ever, you know, it kind of like depends on who you're talking to.
Right,
if you're talking to somebody who's 15, 16, they're going to say, you know, the flavor of the month. You know, Cam Newton's going to be the greatest quarterback to them. You know what I mean?
Well,
but, you know, everybody has their own opinion. You know, just because I like a certain team, the greatest person, you know, athlete or football player does not play on my favorite team.
Right.
And
if you go
by stats, Joe Montana just as bad, you know?
You know, and if you're gonna dictate your or base your conversation on championships, then you know why do I gotta keep Dan Marino's name in the conversation?
Right.
Dan Marino ain't got no rings.
None.
You know what I mean? Dan Marino don't got no rings, but Eli Manning got two.
Right. I mean, you know, you could go down the list.
Yeah.
Like
so,
Brady, Manning. I mean, come on.
You know, and Brady, you know what? I kind of like, you know, I have an opinion about that Tom Brady thing, too. It goes back to the Tuck rule, okay, where the NFL, this year, they finally said that they got it wrong, and they're going to get rid of that Tuck rule when the Raiders was playing the Patriots in the playoff game in the snow, and, you know, the Raiders, you know, they hit Tom Brady. Tom Brady fumbled the ball. But the referees, because they called it some stupid Tuck rule that they just made up on the spot.
Right.
And
right.
That was the start of the New England Patriots run. Okay?
Right.
They got away with murder. Everybody know what happened. They got away with murder. Then you know what happened. The Patriots got busted spying on people. So what goes around comes around.
Right.
Okay? And they haven't done nothing since. Okay? So what goes around comes around, you know, and you know, the Patriot, Tom Brady, I give Brady his respect. He does what he does. But he hasn't got over that little hump called the New York Giants.
So for as great as
Tom Brady is and all the accolades that he's, you know, rightfully deserved and all of that, you know, he's still bumping his head when it comes to getting at that real, real top crown because Eli Manning is right there saying, look, hold up, dog.
Right.
everybody saying you the greatest, but I done beat you twice.
Right.
So, you know, how do you you know, work your way around that? Is, you know, so that's all. It's just so many arguments you can put up, you know, and there's always going to be a constant and consistent argument about the greatest of all time because I seen them and you didn't see them. When they put up this numbers, they got this many amounts of rings, and, you know, so it's on, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right?
It depends on how you're looking at the statistics of the quarterback.
And when I said Roger Staubach was the greatest quarterback in my opinion, my man was like he caught a deep breath. He was like, so why would you say Roger Staubach? You know what I'm saying? He was like oh snap. And the reason why, I mean, you know, maybe because I think I was gonna go back that far or whatever, but I seen Roger Staubach with my own three eyes make some incredible comebacks. You know, he got taken out of the league early because of concussions and all that, but he went to the Super Bowl. He got rings. He won Super Bowls. He lost Super Bowls. You know what I mean? So, and to me, his nickname was Captain Comeback. You know, he led the Cowboys back from the dead. I hated the Cowboys, but he was my favorite quarterback.
I have a question. I'm sorry, my phone broke.
You back with us? Okay, okay.
It's gonna cut off. I got a question. Brady, there's no way Eli's a better quarterback than Brady. You can't even take that from that. The numbers don't lie. The statistics don't lie. There's no way Eli's
the
better.
The only number that counts is, and like we said here, you're right on that point. You're right. But when it comes down to it, if, you know, when you say, okay, this person's the greatest, you know, like you say, Michael Jordan's the greatest, long shot, no question, no doubt about it, no brainer. Tom Brady's a great quarterback. That's a no brainer. But that Achilles heel, that thing that's stuck in his craw, he lost two Super Bowls, okay, to Eli Manning. So Eli Manning could be like, excuse me, just because I didn't put up the numbers that you put up. The only numbers that I needed to put up at the end of the day is the ones that I got over you. And then that's it. That's all. That's all. Tom Brady's great. Tom Brady did his thing. Tom Brady's nice. Tom Brady deserves everything he gets. But Tom Brady lost twice to Eli Manning in the Super Bowl. That's it. That's all. Uh-huh. You're breaking up here.
I'm sorry. My phone's on. I kind of cough a lot as soon as I get off of here.
Yes.
My phone. If you were to put who's going to the Hall of Fame first, there's no way Eli's going before Brady.
But that's not the conversation we're having. We're talking about
I'm just saying he won two Super Bowls, and he won the first one, of course, that big catch by what's made the setup Flacco. Of course, yeah, that was so that they came back and beat that game, and then the second one.
And the second one, when he threw the Manningham on the sideline. That's right.
The second one. That was the second one. The first one was what's the name? He caught the ball, and then the last one
Manningham.
Was back over the end zone. And then the second one, Manningham. But he came back to beat those games. But still down the stretch, Eli is not even close to compare. They won't even ever compare but the two Super Bowls that he won over Brady. But that's
they would have to compare. They would have to compare because Eli beat Tom Brady twice. What's the comparison? That's the only thing that Tom Brady, the only thing that's really, really getting at him, all the numbers that he put up, all the Super Bowl rings he got, they can always say, yo, Tom Brady, you lost twice to Eli in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And there's nothing
he
can say. There's nothing he can say. Nothing. Nothing he can say, Kia. And not disputing the numbers that he got.
They even say the greatest. Eli would even be considered the greatest.
But
that's not
the topic we're talking about, whether he's greater than him or not. We're not talking about that. Understand.
When you're comparing the greatest, that's the only hole he have on time is the two Super Bowls.
That's the only one he needs.
How many do you need?
That's the only one he needs. Come on, you're making my conversation for me, yo. That's the only one he needs.
I'm not making a conversation. I'm just saying that's the only two things he have over Brady.
But that factors in for a lot. But if you're going to say who's the greatest quarterback out of Brady and Manning, they're going to say Tom Brady. Okay, and we can't take that away from you. No disputing. No question. But, and that's a big but, okay, no pun intended, real talk, Eli beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. Not in the playoffs, not in the regular season, in the Super Bowl. That's the point I'm saying. That's it. That's all. And then when you throw that point into the conversation, you throw that factor right there into the mix. Then I say, oh man, wow. Because if you're using the criteria that you're using, okay, the numbers that you put up, so-and-so is better than so-and-so, so-and-so is better than so-and-so. But you don't factor in how many rings they got? With some of them, you do. You can't do it with Roethlisberger and not do it with Eli Manning. Then that's all. That's it. So you consider Roethlisberger better than Eli Manning? Roethlisberger got numbers. Roethlisberger got rings.
Why would you think Roethlisberger is better than Brady, and Eli Manning is not better than Brady?
His
numbers are better than Eli, and his rating is better than Eli. And he got more, his rating.
But Eli beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's Tom Brady. He hasn't beat Eli.
That's all I'm saying to you. That's it.
He hasn't beat Tom Brady.
Huh?
He hasn't beat Ben.
Yeah, but that don't got nothing to do with it.
You said when you compare, you
if
just
you
said
statistics.
Yeah, you just throwing numbers in the air, like okay.
I'm not
you know,
throwing
but at the end of the day,
let me
put it to you like this then. Since you're comparing Ben over Eli, I'm not saying that Eli is better than Ben. I'm not saying that. But Tom Brady has beaten Ben Roethlisberger to get to a Super Bowl. Am I right or am I wrong? Okay? That's all I'm saying. Roethlisberger never beat Eli Manning to get to a Super Bowl, but Eli Manning beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl.
That's all I'm saying. That's it. Wait a minute. That's what you're saying, because we don't even have to play each other. We got to play the Super Bowl.
Thank you. You don't think I know that?
No, I'm funny because you didn't know that.
But you know what else I know? I know Eli Manning beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. I know that.
So, in my opinion,
Eli Manning got Tom Brady over a barrel.
Regardless of the numbers he put up.
Or he could put up 50 million yards passing, 5,000 touchdowns. It don't matter. He got his two Super Bowl rings off of Tom Brady back. Hold that. That's all I'm saying. It don't matter. Whatever numbers you put up.
Yeah.
However you got in the playoffs and you won your games through the cheating, through the tuck rule, which they took away, which they never should have put in the first place, okay, got Tom Brady over, okay, that's fine, well, and good. That's water under the bridge. We can't talk about that. But we can talk about how Tom Brady got beat twice by Eli Manning in the Super Bowl. Irregardless of the fact if Eli Manning is better than Tom Brady or not. That's irregardless. The championship is what counts. And he beat Eli Manning twice. That's it. Eli beat him twice. That's it. That's all. That's it. So, and the greatest quarterback of all time is Tom Brady, in your opinion, or whatever opinion, that's fine.
That is not my opinion. He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay, whatever. Ben Roethlisberger or whoever. Whoever. That's fine. I don't know who it is. Let me get it from you. Who do you think it is?
In your opinion. Greatest quarterback of all time. I don't know who's the greatest quarterback of all time. I wouldn't consider Ben a great.
Would you use a quarterback that you never seen play?
No, because he would have to play.
That's like criteria, like a quarterback. Like, would you say, like, I don't know if you ever remember, like a Fran Tarkenton or.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't know nothing about them unless you read about it, whatever.
I can't say who the greatest is in my era.
That's right. Your era.
No, in my era, I can say who the greatest is.
Who you think it is in your era?
I don't know yet because these guys have been playing.
Some people played since you've been, you know what I mean? I can say
Brett Favre's a great quarterback.
I hear you.
He put up numbers in Green Bay.
But let me ask you this right quick. So what do you think in regards to the Dan Marino conversation? What do you think, you know, as far as people saying he's the greatest, even though he only went to the Super Bowl one time and that was it? And a lot of people now, they're starting to pass him on the passing list. So what do you think as far as, you know, his greatness? Do you think he's still justified being considered a great, quote-unquote, great quarterback?
Well, I'm gonna go about what my brother said. My brother said he is one, because if you watch Marino played some great games.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Marino had some great games. He had some great plays. He had some great comeback games where he played that just made him Dan Marino.
Okay.
And they set him aside. Yeah, people gonna records are all to be broken. So no matter what, records
right,
are
right,
to be
right.
broken. So we can't even rely on that no more.
So then, once the records are broken, and I'm going somewhere with this. Once the records are broken, and then you don't even have that, you don't even have those records to fall back on as far as establishing your greatness. You have no Super Bowl ring. Your number, you know,
right.
you're starting to fall down on the list. So how do you still keep that, you know? You know, that greatness.
Saying, when you say fall down the list, you're talking about guys that's coming in now. These younger guys that's coming in now that's going to demolish everybody's record now. Going to cross a lot of quarterbacks back then. Records. So was you supposed to untarnish all the stuff that Dan Marino has done?
But what did Dan Marino do? Besides, like you said, have a few great games.
His whole career, he had a great career with the Dolphins. You can't take that away from what
There's nothing to take away.
So you tell me Dan Marino is not Dan Marino? Everything Dan Marino has done for Miami.
What did he do?
You know what? Nothing. Dan Marino ain't do a damn thing.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't do nothing.
I'm keeping it as real as I can. What did he do?
He didn't do nothing.
You know, he put up a lot of numbers. Okay,
Dan Marino
ain't do nothing. So thanks for making my point for me. Thanks for making my point.
Dan
Marino, he didn't
nothing.
Do nothing. If your criteria is rings, because that's what you always throw. Rings. He got no rings.
How did I say rings when I let Dan Marino get rings? You didn't hear me say rings for Dan Marino, because Dan Marino don't have a ring. So why would I say rings?
Nobody said you said that. Every time you throw in a conversation about Ben Roethlisberger, for example, you always talk about how many rings he got. So if your criteria is rings, Dan Marino don't got no dogs in that fight.
Roethlisberger passer rating is better than Eli, better than Peyton.
We're not worried about nobody passer rating. We're worried about how many rings they got. You can have a 500. You can have a 500 passer rating with no rings. What does that mean?
Right.
It doesn't mean nothing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So all I'm saying to you is, again, back to my original point, why is Dan Marino considered so important? Why?
My thing is, Dan Marino, look at what people talk about. He had a hit career. He had a hell of a year. He had a hell of a career.
He had a bunch of hell of a years.
He should be considered one of the top greatest quarterbacks.
And that's fine. And I understand that. That's okay. That's cool. But why? That's the question I'm asking you, is why, in your opinion, that you think that he's to be still considered.
I said this three times. Without saying he got a ring. I done said this three times. His career makes him one of the top quarterbacks.
All right. And we'll leave it at that. Your Lakers play tonight? Or they play tomorrow night? Huh? Hello?
You can find out when the Lakers are playing with. Playing or not.
Nah, the Lakers ain't playing tonight. This season will be over in about 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to watch that game. This season going to be over in about 24 hours. And then they're going to have all the time, they're going to have the whole offseason to decide whether they're going to end to see Kobe or not. And Dwight Howard is going to have the whole offseason to decide whether he's going to stay in L.A. or not. And then the Bucks is going to have the whole offseason to decide whether they're going to keep Mike D'Antoni or not. Okay?
Man, you a mess.
No, I am. I'm in the building, man. Word is gone, man. For real. For real, man. Real talk, man.
Hard body karate
all day.
I'm not worried about
I asked a simple question. We could go. We could do this. I'll do this. Thank you.
That's going to phase me whether he's a mess.
I know. But you still didn't answer the question about who Rondo going to lock down. You still didn't answer the question about who Rondo going to lock down. But that's okay.
You figure out who Rondo's gonna lock down.
I already know. You the one that brought it up.
Then you already know.
You the one that brought it up. But it's all good, though. It's all good, though. We in the building, man. Had a good one tonight, man. Another good one going down, man. We got like 15 minutes left. Shout out to the people from Boston, man. People in Boston, man. You know.
Yes, most definitely.
Take it back to, you know, reality of things, man. But I don't know, man. Like, you know, somebody said earlier in the conversation, man, is if you're going to go out like that, man, just, you know, eliminate the middleman and go find, you know, park your car in the garage or something and turn the gas on and, you know,
right,
do what you got to
right.
do. You know what I mean? Because, you know, innocent people, yeah, you know, whatever. But innocent people, man, don't deserve to get caught up in your mix, man. Whatever you feeling or however you feeling, whatever way you feel, man, you know, you got to deal with that on your own, man. You know, and
like
and
I say, regardless if they catch them or not,
right,
it's still not going to bring back
just because,
the hurt,
you know,
the pain that everyone,
you know,
else has gone through, the deaths.
Right. Three people passed away, you know what I mean? A lot of people more got injured,
amputations,
but reverberated. It reverberated
yep.
all over the world, man. So
exactly.
people that you affected, you know what I mean, with your act of selfishness and trying to, I don't know, whatever kind of message that you was trying to send or whatever. But again, man, it begs the question that, you know, these sporting events, man, it's going to really get serious where, you know, I don't know, the metal detectors, they're going to break out the metal detectors or,
yeah.
you know, where they just cut down the crowds at the games or whatever, because it's an easy target, again. You know, these events
exactly.
that we have, you don't go there thinking...
They need to go back to the staff, too. See who was there setting
there you go.
Bring them all in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Honestly,
yeah, because yep.
that,
that's right. You made, that's right, Angie. You're right. Because you know why? I watched that show, The Following Man, and everybody's killing everybody on that show. You can't trust nobody.
Everybody's
suspect. So yep. it's crazy.
Let's pray that London's marathon will be a success.
Right.
Not none of this nonsense, you know.
Yeah, you know, and hopefully, you know, a lot of sporting events is getting ready to happen.
Exactly.
You know, like the, you know, like, you know, NBA playoffs get ready to jump off, so you know those
True.
Arenas are going to be kind of like, you know, on lockdown smash. It might not seem like it, but that person that's sitting next to you in that seat, they might be carrying a badge. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
Don't
right.
get it twisted. So
just be,
you know,
safe.
Yeah,
be
just
aware.
Be safe. Go there, enjoy the game. You know, have your fun. Do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? You can't really you can't really say too much at these games now. But, you know, they'll throw you out the game. So
right.
you know, just do what you do. Have fun. Don't go there. You know, for no rah rah. Just go there to have a good time. Enjoy yourself. But everybody's gonna be scrutinized, man. Everybody.
Yep, and that's a bad thing because the good has to suffer as well as the bad.
Yes, that's right.
And this is yes. my spiritual realm right now. So
right,
it's,
go ahead, talk.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Don't be a coward. Go after who you're looking for. You
right.
understand what I'm saying? You stop taking innocent people's lives.
Mm.
Stop being a freaking coward. Gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean... That's
what it boils down to.
Yes,
a coward.
Exactly. That's what it boils down to. You know, you want to hurt people for your own agenda, trying to, you know, get your own selfish whatever satisfaction out of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes back to a lot of that. You know, you know people that do stuff like that. You know, and then when they get caught, they're sorry and things of that nature. I don't gravitate towards that at all. And again, I'm not gonna, you know, go out on a limb like everybody else is saying, oh, it's terroristic. Look in the mirror, man.
Yep.
Look in the mirror before you start trying to reach out and grab everybody else and, you know, and distract everybody.
Yep.
You know, distract everybody because, you know, we've experienced that homegrown terrorism. You know, if I can get on my soapbox for a minute. We've
well,
experienced
you know
that, so we know what it is.
There's so many Obama haters out here right now. So
right.
Exactly.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's right here in our own yard.
Right, that's right.
Right
that's
if you can't get to him, you're going to go to other people, other sources
and they
where you may
exactly,
be able to bring him out.
They know they're going to blame somebody else first before they blame somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Else. Like I said, bring all that staff in. Everybody is under arrest until it's now. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Innocent people die now. Innocent people will have to pay until this comes out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's humbling and it's you know scary to think that you know you go to an event, you know that's open air. Remember the Olympics in '96 in Atlanta? They blew that up.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you know, they, I don't know, you know, I was saying earlier when we first came on the air that I remember some, you know, a couple of movies from back in the day, Black Sunday. That was a movie about where they tried to, you know, blow up the Super Bowl. You know?
Wow.
And Google that. It's called Black
okay.
Sunday. That
Black
was like
Sunday?
One of the Black Sunday was the name of the movie.
I'm definitely gonna look that up.
Black Sunday. Where they had the blimp, the Goodyear blimp, but I think the Super Bowl I think that they was in the movie that they had in the movie was the Cowboys and the Steelers. So Google that movie. It's called Black Sunday. Then they got another movie that I think they tried to blow up the World Series. It's called Murder at the World Series.
Wow.
Don't get it. I'm a man of a certain age, so I go back and, you know, these things come back to my mind or whatever. But, yeah, it's all that's related. You know what I mean? And even though it was a Boston Marathon, it's still a sporting
wow.
event worldwide, you know. And hopefully they come back next year stronger than ever. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
you know, respect due to everybody, man, that's involved with the Boston Marathon and
exactly.
the whole situation up there. But yeah, it was a movie called Murder at the World Series. And
okay.
I think that the World Series that they were doing was the Houston Astros and the Oakland A's. So that was the
wow.
Yeah. And I'm looking at it now, I'm Googling it now. It was in 1977, so I'm a man of a certain age. Murder at the World Series is the name of the movie. The other movie is called Black Sunday.
Right, I'm gonna look that up too.
So yeah, so these things are a lot like, you know, unprecedented, you know what I mean? Sporting events
right.
and stuff like, you know, the 72 Olympics. You know, we could go, you know, we could go back and just, you know, reach and talk about all types of wild stuff that happened in events, you know?
So that.
But it's just unfortunate that, you know, the things that people will go through to
yeah,
get their point across, the you know?
People are taking, yeah, to get
right, you know?
Yeah, that was one of my Facebook posts yesterday. Like, it's amazing what people will do for attention.
Right.
You really do anything, you know what I'm saying? And
that's
nowadays, with people being able to hide behind in technology,
mm-hmm.
saying it's hard to track a lot of this stuff down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can put something on it. You could be anybody else you want to be now. You know what I'm saying? And then
that's
if you got
true.
Money on, if you have a little bit, a couple of dollars on top of that, you can't forget it.
Mm.
Right, right. You're
Listen,
right.
There's a lot of abomination going on. That's what the problem is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm thinking idol worshippers and material worshippers and statue worshippers.
Just dumb worshippers.
It's crazy.
Mm.
I mean, get over it. Let me do it.
But
the question is,
does the end justify the means? I mean, you know, to make your point, who's, you know, who are you, if you want to dictate or you want to rule to somebody, who's going to be left to rule if you kill everybody off?
If you kill everybody
exactly.
off.
Exactly. It ain't.
Hello.
So, I mean, I get the point that, you want some attention, you know what I mean, and you want things to go a certain way or whatever, and it's not going your way and you want some attention, but at the end of the day, who, you know, who's going to be left to even hear, or, you know, what the hell are you
right.
talking about?
A sound
right.
mind.
You know?
Idiot.
Because the next one you get in here might not even want to hear nothing.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
That's crazy.
But
I love my president. I don't care what nobody say. And I think he's doing a dang good job.
Right. And me being a, you know, the cat that I am, all I do is, you know, handle my, you know, do what I do, man, and go about my life and just, you know, have my diversion, which is sports. That's my diversion.
Right.
Man. When you start taking that away from me in the point in the matter where you got to have, National Guard at the game, and you got to get frisked by the FBI, and you got to have all these interviews.
Exactly.
It takes the fun. Why even go to the game? Why go?
Right.
You know?
Because I think you got something it's something about to happen, and I don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah. I wonder if they're gonna have that security that's gonna be really, extra security at these fights is getting ready to happen. You know, the next
right.
few weekends is getting ready, some big fights is getting ready to go down. You know what I mean? So, Canelo Alvarez is fighting Austin Trout this weekend. Zab Judah is fighting Danny Garcia at the Barclays Center next
wow.
weekend. And then the weekend after that, it's a Floyd Mayweather fight.
Wow.
So
it's gonna be it really is.
You know, so, you know, I don't know
what
if anybody's,
do?
You know,
what's
you know, you got to be on the lookout for people that's buying extra pressure cookers.
Right.
Now, if you buy a pressure cooker, you suspect.
True. That's true.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to figure out a new way to make that casserole
like that.
And those oxtails or something. So I don't know. You got to take it. You got
to
take it back to the old
kids.
School.
You better already have
you
gotta
get
one.
That, you got to get that prison pot, take it back to the old school. Because you buy a pressure cooker these days, they're gonna profile you.
Yeah,
word
right.
is bond. And it's sad. It's really sad. You know, we down to I see we got like 5 minutes on the old timer for the show, man. We go in hard body, man, every Tuesday, man. And this is the point of the show where we give everybody the last word and say what they gotta say until we get back here next week. T, you in the building, you know, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, just praying for the families and everyone in Boston and just the devil is a liar.
Mm.
You know, and I pray that, you know, the London Marathon would be a success with no BS.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yes.
No doubt. Angie, what's good?
Uh-huh.
You got anything to say before we get out of here? Take your time.
Again,
but not too much, though.
My heart goes out to everybody that was affected by the Boston massacre. I'm going to call it a massacre.
Okay, that's what it is.
And those that are that were indirectly involved. You know? And we still have to give God the glory at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as sports and discussing everything on here, everything is your opinion. Your opinion is
right.
Your opinion.
That's right.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's at the end of the day, it's entertainment, and I enjoy watching. So.
Okay.
All right.
No doubt. Who else we got on the line with us? I don't know. We dropped some calls, and some people had to get out of here. I don't know who else is on the line. Shout it out if you're still with us. If not, I'm gonna say my piece, man. again, man. You know, we sat back and we witnessed another. You know, I don't want to call it an inside job, but you know, hey, just the same is what it is. Salute, shout out, hold your head to all the people in Boston and all of that. Shout out to Sabrina for calling from up there, giving us a little update directly from, you know, live on the scene and all that. Shout out to Kia for calling. Shout out to everybody, man, who called in, man. Shout out to everybody, man, doing their thing. Just be safe, man, and don't let this one event, you know, dampen how you feel about attending events. You know, you just have to be a little bit more leery and a little bit more cognizant of your surroundings. That's all. That's the only thing the only advice I would give people. You know what I mean? And like they say, if you see something, you know, no matter how, you know, innocent or innocuous it may seem, do your due diligence. That's all you can
do.
And if it's not anything, then boom, it's not anything. But if it is something, then you know it was prevented.
It might have been to save somebody's
life. So, that's all. We appreciate, you know, getting a chance to talk, man, because, you know, sometimes you got to vent and you need a diversion. And we here, man. Every Tuesday night it goes down hard body karate. You know how we do it. But it hate to have to talk on these circumstances, you know.
Yeah.
And again, man, you know, we'll be here next week. Shout out to the people in Boston, man. Shout out to everybody, man. It goes down. The Celtics still going to get it, though. We still going to give it to the Celtics.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there. You know, we got love for Beantown. I love baked beans and all that good stuff. But you know, I used to be my joint. That candy Boston baked beans. What?
Oh, yeah.
Stop playing.
Right?
You got to
stop playing. So, could I get the applause for Boston baked beans, please? Could you applaud that for me? Thank you very much.
Yeah,
be careful using that Boston word.
Right.
Yeah. Some Beantown. Beantown, B&B, you know.
B&B, baby.
You know, but again, man, you know, we here, man, and shout out to, Rich holding it down. Shout out to Miss Lavina and all that. Shout out to,
the ladies is going to be doing their thing tomorrow night, man. I'm definitely going to be in the check-in. Word is bond. I'm going to put it in my phone to
Thank
give
you
a little reminder.
Thank
I'm definitely going to check in. Shout out to all the other hosts, man. GQ Palace, man. It goes down. Shout out to my man, Steph Dallas, who does his thing. Shout out to the couple. Their name escapes me right now. If you can help me, they do the show on
KL and Tiffany Belvin.
Shout out to KL and Tiffany Belvin. They do their thing. And Friday, you know, the big homie holds it down, hard body karate. You know what he does. And on Sunday, Miss Lamina got it going on. And so Tuesday night, it gets back. It rotates back around to the mayor, and I get it in on the sports tip. So during the week, it's after further review. And like the song says, you know what to do. Till next week, man. This is the mayor. Send one up for your people. Hug your kids, man. And
Amen.
Good night. Peace.
Good night.
Peace. Good night.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Come on. All the ladies in the club, if you wanna go home with G-Ball, do it like show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost.
Come on,
take another shot, yeah, baby, have a toast. Time to get it in, let's drink, let's smoke, co-fam. Yeah, I like the way you're doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going up, I'm sex drive. Let's get ghost. I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost.
All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and it's every night. Come on, quit the song and get up what you want. Let's get ghost.
That's right, we can disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We can skip the club and go jump up in my bed. She said, slow down, why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough, mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room, 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly, first name Raven. 3624, black and Asian. All black in the VIP. Fitted cap so low, you can't see ID. What's that? Peep game, you don't know about me. I got the keys to the handcuffs, wanna be free? Now let's ride.
Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. I've seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and that's every night. Come on, quit the song. Get up, but you're
ballin'. This ain't a pop song, this a hot song. Grown women who ain't shy, gon' show your thong. Get loose, great goose, sure to do the job. She let me grab it, ass off like a cotton swab. I feel good, yes sir, it's Friday. G'd up, rockin' Don Alessante. Drink a shot straight, no chaser. I'm your girl's choice, I don't chase her. But she feelin' me and really see. Why you in the club with your girl steady grillin' me? Definition of a Mac, grade A, the epitome. I'm here for a while, so you haters can't get rid of me. Yeah. 3 in the morning and I'm ready to go. Feeling freaky, so she dropping it low. Two-stepping with a bottle of Moe. Let's do a trick like Houdini, baby. Let's get ghost. What the smoke? Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. Sing them up, baby. Let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and it's every night. Come on, quit the song. Get up with your ball.
Yes, I'm the man, understand. She take it all off without the grams in my hand. But you gotta pay. I label you a trick. What you missing is the game. Me, I'm real slick. Take notes, write it down before I bounce. I play smooth, go hard when it counts. Dig that, hit it, gotta come it back. Reverse, it's hard not to get attached. True facts, got a girlfriend with her. Tag team, please follow me like Twitter. Go get her, down piece, gorilla. Flow spitter, fire freaks, smoke liquor. I got the combination for the time of your life. All you gotta do is hop aside for the night. Baby whispered in my ear that she ride like a bike. But I need to feel the truth, wanna talk into my mic. 1, 2, yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost, drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost, got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost, seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and it's every night. Come on, quit the song, and get up with your ball. And get ghost.
Once again, DAMG, baby. Go fam.